This month, an incredibly important book was published by Bloomsbury. The London office of this publishing house was the first to discover J.K. Rowling publishing Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone after a dozen publishers had already rejected it. Now the New York office of the same publisher has released a natural history book that I'm hoping against hope will do just as stupendously. It was written by Joel Greenberg, a Chicago researcher associated with some of my absolute favorite institutions, the Field Museum of Natural History, the Morton Arboretum, the Brookfield Zoo, and the Chicago Botanic Garden. Greenberg's book is an in-depth look at one of the great ecological tragedies, perhaps the greatest ecological tragedy in the history of mankind, the extinction of what was not very long ago the most abundant land bird in the world. A feathered river across the sky, the passenger pigeon's flight to extinction, is about the willful destruction by humans of a species that provided food for millions of people, as well as one of the major food sources for peregrine falcons. Considering the tragic subject, Greenberg's book is surprisingly fun to read, filled with fascinating historical accounts unearthed in his exhaustive research. His chapter titled Pigeons as Provisions to Pigeons as Products includes quotes from a debate in the Indianapolis Star between a Kentucky author who found passenger pigeon meat, quote, as tough as whit leather, about as juicy as a pith of a dried corn stalk, as digestible as rawhide, and almost as hard to masticate as rubber. And two pigeon meat defenders, one who said you could say the same for beef or chicken if all you had tasted was an old bull and a four-year-old rooster, and another who claimed she, quote, never ate a pigeon of any age that was not delicate and delicious. Pigeons were stewed, served in pies, or boiled and pan-fried, quote, as you would squirrels. When Charles Dickens was feted at New York City Hotel with such luminaries as Washington Irving, he was served stewed pigeon with mushrooms and peas and pigeon patties with truffles. President Andrew Johnson and General Ulysses S. Grant were served pigeons at the famous Delmonico's. The book's in-depth exploration of what we know and what ornithologists speculate about passenger pigeon natural history is utterly fascinating, and Greenberg carefully teases out the truth from fiction in various accounts of the species and its extinction. We learn about the people who took part in the unconscionable slaughter, people who tried to slow it down, and people who became passionate conservationists because of it. Throughout, Greenberg writes in a simple, straightforward way, as if channeling E.B. White, leavening the depressing with the fascinating. This post-mortem on a species that has been extinct for a full century is far more than just an insightful but sad look back. Greenberg's final chapter is titled Extinction and Beyond, where he discusses issues facing birds today, giving an overview of many of the issues I tackled in my 101 Ways to Help Birds. Greenberg, with that same roll-up-your-sleeves-and-get-to-work attitude so effective during the 70s, has been the leader in developing Project Passenger Pigeon, which you can find at passengerpigeon.org, to, quote, mark this anniversary and promote the conservation of species and habitat, strengthen the relationship between people and nature, and foster the sustainable use of natural resources. Greenberg's wonderful book serves as a major kickoff for this superb effort. I've never before wanted a third hand, but I wish I could sprout one just so I could give this book three thumbs up. It doesn't just pack a punch, it packs a punch to the head, the heart, and the gut. Greenberg's Feathered River Across the Sky, The Passenger Pigeon's Flight to Extinction, is one of the most important books I've ever read. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.